For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. A Missouri health official says the state's poor ranking in getting residents a first dose of the coronavirus vaccine is partly due to, quote, confusion in the final days of the Trump administration and through the transition of power. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data shows that Missouri for days ranked last among the states in the percentage of residents getting the first dose. Missouri moved up a notch yesterday, slightly ahead of Idaho. Missouri Division of Community and Public Health Director Adam Kremlis yesterday blamed the state's poor ranking, partly on, quote, a lot of confusion in the final weeks of the previous federal administration and the transition to the incoming administration. Faith leaders across Missouri are calling for the immediate resignation of Senator Josh Hawley for his support of protesters before the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Missouri Faith Voices is a multi-faith coalition. The group says Hawley's role in undermining the election poses a danger to the country's democracy. Reverend Rodney Williams is the pastor of Swope Parkway United Christian Church in Kansas City.
We stand against and we challenge any persons or systems that is a threat to justice, righteousness, and to human dignity. And certainly, George Hawley is a threat to all of the above.
Hawley told KCMO Talk Radio's Pete Mundo yesterday that he believes that those who stormed the Capitol should face prosecution. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says businesses forced to temporarily shut down because of local COVID-19 mandates should get tax breaks. Parson yesterday told Missouri Press Association members and reporters that restaurants and other businesses shouldn't have to pay property taxes for times when they were ordered closed because of the pandemic. A Senate committee last week debated a tax credit bill that would make up for property taxes owed for periods when businesses are forced closed. A Missouri man who was accused of taking part in the attack on the U.S. Capitol was arrested yesterday. FBI agents and Springfield police took Zachary Martin into custody without incident on federal charges of unlawful activities on Capitol grounds, disorderly conduct, and demonstrating in the Capitol building. No court documents have been posted yet on the case, and it's unclear whether he has an attorney. The storming of the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump happened January 6th, as Congress was meeting to vote to affirm then-President-elect Joe Biden's electoral win. Five people died in the mayhem. A bill which would further regulate tobacco products and modify the Clean Air Act in Missouri was read to a Senate committee Wednesday morning. The Columbia Missourian reports the bill was read to the Committee for Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs. The bill would modify the Clean Air Act to include vapor products like electronic cigarettes and vapor cartridges in the definition of smoking, which would ban those products at public places and child daycare facilities. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.